It's episode 250, and we've got plugins for WordPress client portals, content security, Facebook feed integration, Google Analytics in the dashboard, and an awesome new plugin for editing images on site. It's all coming up next on WordPress Plugins A to Z.
WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with over 30,000 plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join John Overall and Marcus Couch for this weekly unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins A to Z.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be hiding out on the globe today. Coming to you direct from the great south coast of British Columbia. After covering 30 kilometers of it, I'm John Overall.
And from the sunny shores of Laguna Beach, California, I'm Marcus Couch.
Yeah, it was a great run. I covered up 30 kilometers towards my 42.2, my longest run to date.
Wow.
And that'll be my longest until I do the marathon, in 2.5 weeks to the marathon. So,
great. Great. That's awesome. I'm looking forward to rooting you on in a couple of weeks when that happens.
All right. So we've got the usual great show for you today, folks. But right off the top, don't forget, you can get all the show notes over at WPPluginsA2Z.com. And if you got a few minutes, we greatly appreciate your time on Stitcher Radio, hitting that little thumbs up button in the corner or leaving us a message on their website or dropping into the iTunes store and leaving us a review there.
Absolutely. That does help us out in the rankings. And as I go around the world in terms of iTunes, different iTunes stores, I can see that we're ranked pretty well amongst all the countries, but every little bit helps. So if you could take just a few minutes of your time and leave us a review, we would greatly appreciate it. Also, remember, you can leave us a voicemail. We haven't had too many of those lately, but if you have any kind of questions or anything like that, we have a button on our website at WPPluginsA2Z.com, and you can go there, submit your question. If you're looking for a particular plugin or having trouble with one or anything like that, please leave us a message. Also, remember, if you have any other questions or you want to just keep up with the show, you can follow the show on Twitter at WPPluginsA2Z.
That's all right. And of course, we are WordPress professionals, make our living as WordPress. I myself do a lot of specialization in fixing broken websites. I get a lot of calls from folks that their site's been hacked, cracked, or something's gone wrong, and I get in there and fix it up. It's one thing I do very well for WordPress is figuring out how to save your website. So if that's occurred to you, pick up the phone, give me a call, 818-850-7729, or send an email to john@wppro.ca.
And we are still taking signups at membershipcoach.com for the pre-launch. We're going to do a membership coach fundamentals course that actually everybody will get a chance to take for free in terms of kind of a starter project. John, I've actually been doing a lot of back-end hiring of some people to help me with the video editing and some of the other inner workings of the entire site. And yesterday I'm like, well, how about if I make this a lesson in terms of how to find outsourcers to help you build your membership site? So I've taken a task and made it into content. So these are some pretty awesome things. Just to give you a sneak peek, I'm also, John, learning something new called the Tin Can API, which is a learning record storage. Basically, it's a reporting mechanism for learning management systems. It brings a whole new layer to it. And it does things like if you had a learning game, you could actually take the records from that game in terms of what your score was and what you did and things like that, and then apply that based on how well you scored into the learning management system all in one. It's an unbelievable technology. It's only about 5 years old, and I've got a full course that I'm putting together about it. And those are just some of the things. So you get, you know, simple stuff to advanced stuff to plugin reviews to simple, you know, show me how to do this, Marcus, those kinds of things. And that's what you're going to find at membershipcoach.com. So I hope you'll take advantage. Go to the site, sign up for the pre-launch, and when we're ready to go, we'll definitely keep you informed.
Excellent. Get in there and check it out, folks. All right. So this week here, we'd like to just, you know, thank our below $50 donors. We didn't have any big donors this week, but those of you that came in under 50, well, thank you all very much for that. We much appreciate it. Don't forget also, you can advertise on the website or here in the show if you want. All that information is available at wppluginsa-z.com/advertise. You can get all the information there on the costs to be in the show and on the website. And who knows, we may start seeing some advertisers show up soon.
Yeah, and just remember, everyone, that we do take that money and put it right back into the show. So it's not like we're just we're not going to fill our gas tank with it or anything like that. But we do put it right back into the show. Some, you know, different services, transcriptions, things like that we're doing in preparation for books and all of that. So every bit does help, and it directly helps the show.
All right, so this week here we've got no real big news. WordPress 4.5 is on the horizon.
Yes, any day now, actually. 4.5 release candidate 2 has been put out into the wild, so that just means we're probably about a week away in terms of nailing all the last-minute bugs and things like that. So I'm looking forward to it, and by next week we should have something to talk about in terms of some of the features and all of the things that 4.5 can do.
All right. Well, then I guess it's time for us to jump into the meat and potatoes.
All right.
Off we go. Okay. The first plugin I've got here this week is called CopyFight. This is a freemium plugin. It was sent in to us by Eddie Adams. And it's located over at getcopyfight.com. You can also download it from the WordPress repository. It's a pretty nice freemium plugin. And this is useful if you build a website that you create very unique content that you really want to protect to the best of your ability. Keep people from stealing it, scraping it, putting it on their websites, or even claiming it as their own. And what this does is it's simple enough to set up and activate, and once it's set up and activated, they've got a button there to click where you enter your email address and it gets the API key for the free system. One of the biggest problems I found with the plugin was figuring out their costs. Their website doesn't list their costs or their plans in any clear manner I could find. Maybe it's just me. But I did find that once you have the plugin installed, it shows you their plans that range from free to $999 a year. And what I've gathered from the information I read on it and looked at is it allows so many pages of your content to be processed through their servers to be compared against other websites on the internet for copyright infringement stuff. So this is a pretty nice plugin if you want to protect your copy on your website. Check it out. I liked it, and I gave it a 4 dragon rating. Check out CopyFight.
Very nice. All right, John, the first one that I've got today is something that's pretty unique. It's actually called Client Portal, and what it does is it makes private user pages and logins for each person. So let me give you a little bit of background about this. So what it does is it creates a separate page for each user, or actually one page, and then makes it so that, how do I put this? So that that logged in user has access to that page, and that information only goes on their page. So this could be account information, instructions, anything like that that you want to do on a one-to-one basis where you want to communicate with one particular user, that can go on their page. So it's a little difficult to explain, but it is a great plugin for anybody that wants to have just a one-stop client page that they can go to look up their services, maybe invoices or anything like that that you want to put on that page. This one will do it. So it's called Client Portal, Private User Pages and Login, and I gave it a 4 out of 5.
Very nice. That could be actually very useful if you got a membership site of any sort and you need to get them specific information specific to only to that person.
Mm-hmm. Well, actually, not even in a membership site capacity, John. You and I could actually use this for clients. In terms of design clients or development clients, and you could leave them instructions, leave them links, leave them video or anything like that, And it only goes to that one particular person.
Nice. Okay, the next one I've got here for you is called DigiWidgets Image Editor FV. This was sent in to us by Corey Savala, and it is another freemium plugin. Again, available their website or at the WordPress repository. And what I discovered with it is it's a pretty nice tool for taking your images in your WordPress website and doing some editing to them or doing some layer bits to it. You can add text to it. You can change the tones and colors of the images. You can add multiple images, so they create a layered image of some sort. You get to adjust the colors of the fonts, the font styles, and then it all creates it up, and then it saves it as a new image in your media library that you can then use anywhere else in your website you want. It's pretty nice. The premium version offers up additional tools such as more filters, so you can do more stuff to the images, more cropping tools, so you can crop the images in more shapes and designs, and a couple other little tweaks to it. So all in all, I found this to be a pretty decent editing tool. And for a lot of people that don't own Photoshop or something like that where you'd like to do these kind of edits, this is the perfect kind of tool to add to your WordPress website or your client's website where they can manage and monitor and edit some of their own images. So check it out. It's called DigiWidgets Image Editor FV. And I gave it a 4 Dragon rating.
And does it scale down, any of those kinds of things?
It scales the images up and down. You put an image in, you can scale it down so you can layer them and fit them in better. Yeah, it does all of those little things. You can change the layer level, like move images forward and back in the stack.
Yeah. Excellent.
So it's kind of like working with a pared down to basic version of Photoshop or another photo editing software.
Wow. All right, I'm going to talk about a new plugin called Laura, and it is a Google Analytics dashboard widget that actually works in the admin screen. And so what it does is there are plenty of other Google Analytics dashboards out there. This one, though, is a lot bigger. It's actually full width in terms of the screen size of the particular widget. So you can look at all your traffic, your trends, anything that you can pretty much do in Google Analytics, you can do right here in the dashboard. So it does set itself apart in terms of what it does over the most popular Google Analytics dashboard plugins out there. So this is definitely an improvement upon that. It is a freemium plugin, which means they do have a pro version, and the pro version will give you stuff like Google Search Console, metrics, different reports, things like that. So if you want an easy way to integrate something like this into a client site, this is a great plugin to do it because it gives a full width of all the traffic and all of that kind of stuff. I would only put it on a site that gets traffic. Otherwise, you're just going to get phone calls from your clients as to why things aren't working well. So I thought it was an outstanding plugin, actually. And so I would have rated it a 5 out of 5, but it is a freemium. And I always take 1 point away for that just based on the free version. And gave it a 4 out of 5.
Very nice. Could be a very useful plugin.
Yes, indeed.
Alrighty, the last one I've got here is called Woo Ticket Studio. This plugin was sent in to us by Daniel McCready, and it's a premium plugin, and it's available at wooticketstudio.com. So this one here will cost you money. I believe the basic version is like $89. But if you run a WooCommerce site and you have a business that requires selling tickets and you're tired of paying out the fees to all the places you need to get tickets and you just want to consolidate it on your website, this might be a plugin for you. It allows you to sell tickets to your events right on your website, saving you all those fees. It's pretty easy to get set up. It's pretty basic. You get your WooCommerce site set up, and then you install this plugin, and it creates a section for you to create events, where you can go in, create the event page, create the event content, put the number of tickets that are for sale, the pricing, dates, times, all of that, add pretty images, make it good. It also, when it prints, when someone buys the ticket, it sends them an email with a PDF download that has the ticket that they can print and then bring to your events. And it produces in the ticket, it produces the QR code. So if you want to do scanning and track the tickets with QR codes, it does that for you. So all in all, it looks like if you're running events and you're selling tickets to your events and you've already got WooCommerce going, this might be a plugin for you to check out and look at running. So give it a check out. It's called WooTicketStudio.com, and I gave it a 4 Dragon rating.
Excellent. I wonder if it does anything like check people in when you scan them.
I looked for that information on their website, and I couldn't see it. They may have. I didn't dig that deeply. I mean, it's not something I'm going to be using anytime soon, but it may be possible. I imagine if you talk to the guys there, they probably have answered that question for somebody already.
Yeah, that's a big problem, actually, is tickets for events in terms of facilitating it, and it sounds like this is a really good plugin for that. People often have to resort to things like Eventbrite and all of that in order to facilitate ticket sales, and that costs money.
Yeah, they take a good chunk of the fee there.
Yeah, so this is a great solution for it. Nice, nice find, John.
No, it wasn't a find. He was kind of nice to send it to my email box.
Oh, well, even nicer. All right, so I'm going to wrap it up here with a plugin called Facebook Feed, and this actually should just be called Social Feed, because here's what it does. If you have a public-facing Facebook feed, you can integrate it right into your site. So this will monitor any public Facebook feed and repost it on your site, but it also works for Instagram and Twitter as well. So it's nice because instead of three separate feeds, which we would normally have to do with three different kinds of widgets, this actually combines them all into one mashup feed if you want it to. So you can display anything in terms of your Twitter feed, your Instagram feed, your Facebook feed. You can use Google Fonts in it so that it displays very nicely on your site rather than just the stock CSS that those three services provide. You can do all kinds of color customizations. You can control the throttling as far as how much or how often the feeds are posted. And it's all in all a really, really nice plugin. I've integrated this into my own site from a testing perspective, but I think I'm going to stick with this in terms of encapsulating and curating all of my social posts all in one site. So I gave this one a 5 out of 5.
Very nice. Might have to look at that one.
Yes, it's brand new. It's only been out a day, less than 10 active installs, and I tried it out last night, and it worked great.
Cool. Now, the biggest one I'm looking to replace is Social. I still haven't found a good one for that one yet.
Yeah, and I'd love to have something that can do LinkedIn groups, but that's a dream that will never be fulfilled, I'm sure.
LinkedIn doesn't make it easy for anyone at all.
No.
All right, well, I covered up this week. I covered up CopyFight, which I gave a 4 to. DigiWidget Image Editor, which I gave a 4 to, and WooTicket Studio, which I gave a 4 to.
And I talked about Client Portal, which I gave a 4 out of 5. Lara Google Analytics in the Dashboard gave that one a 4 out of 5. And we just talked about Facebook Feed, which does more than Facebook, gave that one a 5 out of 5.
All right, and my commercial, which will last a couple more episodes, is don't forget, I am running a marathon, and it's 100% now. It will be the only marathon I ever run due to the amount of time and effort that goes into preparing for a marathon. And as such, I'm raising money for a great organization here in Canada called CanPraxis. And what they do is they help vets suffering from PTSD recover from that and learn how to deal with the emotions and learn how to communicate again. They do that through equine horse therapy. They're a great group of people. I've talked to them. I have a very good friend who's been through the program and watched him change dramatically. So please support me by going to thefitu.ca/donate and donating anything you can. I mean, my goal is $1,000. I'm up to about $200 now, so it's moving along quite nicely. So that's it. Thanks, folks.
Excellent. And remember, as I mentioned before, you can go to membershipcoach.com, sign up for the pre-launch. Got a lot of cool things going on, and I'm actually starting to talk to everybody that signs up directly. So I'm getting to know you in terms of what your needs are, membership site-wise or otherwise. There are so many different kinds of membership models. John, I'm finding one of the most common ones is actually a membership to a plugin or support or something like that to a script. And so what they do is instead of selling the plugin, they actually sell the support on the back end in terms of a membership site. I am involved in that with a couple of themes. One of them is the X theme from ThemeCo. And believe it or not, that actually is one of my favorite types of membership sites based around a theme because their community is so incredibly active.
Excellent.
So check it out yourself, membershipcoach.com. Follow me on Twitter at Marcus, at Membership Coach. And join us. I mean, there's a lot of new things that I'm putting together. You know, as I mentioned early on in the show, the courses are very diverse, and I'm actually going to get into some specialized tracks as well. So come on over, membershipcoach.com.
Excellent. All right, don't forget now you can please – little reminders, we'd appreciate your time over in the iTunes store, leaving us a review, helping us with those rankings. And if you're listening to us on Stitcher Radio, hit that little thumbs up button in the corner. Or if you're on their website, or if you got time, drop in on their website and leave a comment on the episodes. Greatly appreciate that also.
Absolutely. And how can they contact us, John?
They can reach me on my website at johnoverall.com, or you can send an email to john@wppro.ca.
And you can find me at my website, MarcusCouch.com, on Twitter at MarcusCouch. And remember to follow the show on Twitter at WP Plugins A to Z.
All righty, and that's all we got for you now. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by JohnOverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today.